competition, master glaze competition, forms, the beautiful porch sliding door. We're going to keep it on until tomorrow. Okay, we'll make the draw tomorrow, so if you get your answers into Herbert Street by today, it's included in the draw. What is the prize? A beautiful porch sliding door. And if your home doesn't suit a porch slider, well, master glaze will offer the winner a replacement hall door instead. Or, if you prefer, a master glaze back kitchen door. All you have to do to begin with the chance is to answer three questions. Number one, in the 60s, Frankie Vaughan sang about the goings-on behind a certain colored door. What color? Number two, another colored door leads into one of Dublin's well-known restaurants in Upper Pembroke Street. It's known as the Something Door. What is it? And number three, which member of the well-known group The Doors did something naughty on stage in Miami in 1969? If you know the answers to these questions, put them on a postcard, get them into us by 5:30 today to the Master Glaze competition, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street in Dublin 2, and the draw takes place tomorrow, and starting tomorrow on that brekkie trekkie, a new competition, this time for a paraglow heater, something to warm you up in this cold winter weather. That starts tomorrow. Now, it's 27 minutes past 7, here's a track from Chicago. Time now, coming up to 7:30.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
I think we go over now to the newsroom and join Bob Gallagher because he's on together.
Yes, coming apart at the seams. Right, the weather. Well, rain is expected to turn possibly to snow and sleet later on today.
Cheerful, cheerful. Yes, that's a good start for a Monday.
Yes, indeed. The high expected to be no more than 3 degrees. The headlines.
Armed raiders got away with about £5,000 in cash from a Cardiff Inn public house in Finglas late last night.
Man died early this morning when his car was in collision with another car on the Malahide Road near Darndale.
He hasn't yet been named.
Last night's weather wasn't as bad as expected. The Met Office say the blizzard predicted yesterday failed to materialize. Lord Mayor of Cork, Mr. John Dennehy, has criticized the composition of the government task force set up to deal with the city's industrial, economic, and unemployment problems. Four men are due in court in Belfast this morning, charged in connection with the raid on the Ulster Bank in the Ormo Road last Thursday. A delegation from the New Ireland Forum begins a two-day visit to London this morning. The EEC foreign ministers meet in Brussels today to discuss issues unresolved at last month's Athens summit. And a search is to be mounted this morning for two more climbers missing in the Cairngorms in Scotland's worst blizzard for years. The Ford closure still leads the news in the morning papers. Two of the dailies major on it. The Independent says government keeps pressure on Ford, and the Press cabinet fights on over Ford's,
which keeps them from fighting among themselves for a while, I suppose.
The Press goes on to say that the two government ministers directly involved in the Ford closure crisis last night refused to accept as final a warning by a vice president of the Ford Tool Company in America that the Cork factory would not reopen again in any shape or form.
Big Daddy has spoken.
The Times leaves for the Scottish blizzards, and the Independent and Times warn of an impending ice age for a few days here. Ice and snow to cover country, and Metman forecast foul weather. Foul? Send it off the pitch.
Like Jean-Pierre Garay. He was sent off at Parc des Princes on Saturday.
You have to talk about that.
Yes. Well, as the Independent puts it at the top of the page, French Gouger
hailed as a sporting hero. Hold it. Sporting hero? Yes, according to the captain of the French team, gouging is okay if you win the match. Well, he didn't say that. I did, reading between the boot stud tram lines on Ollie Campbell's back.
Jean-Pierre Ribet dedicated the win to Jean-Pierre Garay.
Just prior to this, the French Rugby Federation president, Albert Favas, labeled Galway as an imbecile at the post-match banquet. But no sooner had he finished his speech than Ribet, that's Jean-Pierre Ribet, that is, rose to proclaim the banished player. I don't know. It's all confusing to me. Anyway, one more headline from the Independent. Woodruff deal with video company in jeopardy.
Oh, I see.
I thought I knew most of County Mayo. Where's jeopardy?
It's right beside Abeyance.
Ah.
They're leaving that in Abeyance over there.
Okay, it's 27 minutes now to 8. Here's
Wishful Thinking. This is the new single by the Shoulder Crisis Group.
you know that?
22 and a half minutes to 8. Here's John Lennon.
Steve Ball. Everybody's talking, and no one says a word. Everybody's making love, and no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. There's always something happening, and nothing going on. There's always something cooking, and nothing in the pot. They're starting back in China, so finish what you got.
And taken from the album Milk and Honey, Nobody Told Me. That went into number 11 last week on the chart, on Top of the Pops. And, of course, Paul McCartney is number one. Will John knock off Paul? Wait and see. We'll have the chart on the program, as usual, Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. Woo! This guy's getting excited. It's David Essex at 90 minutes to 8. I'm gonna make you a star. Now, where did I hear that before?
Thank you. Essex gonna make you a star. 15 and a half minutes to eight. Yes, I'll say that.
And look at me. Look where I am today. And we'd be playing another classic at about 8:15 this morning. That is, of course, the £100 classic, where we repeat it sometime during the day, indeed before 8 o'clock. And when it's played, if you're the 10th caller to Radio Nova on 604043, you get the £100. It's now 15 and a quarter minutes to eight.
The camera shop sale. Thank you. Cine sound cameras and projectors below half price. Prognosis half price. Rechargeable batteries only $5.95 per set. Binoculars in three sizes, £10 off. Plus big discounts on all second-hand cameras. At the camera shop, 70 Lower Gardner Street, corner of Talbot Street. And 60A Cable Street, corner of Pennell Street.
If you want a new or used Ford, contact Shea Hessian at Sterling Motors. New Fiestas, Escorts, Sierras, Capris, and Granadas. All the old-time Ford family favorites. And a top-class range of all makes of used cars as well, with a three-month warranty and the reliability and personal service you'll always get at Fairlane. Call up and inspect the range or phone Fairlane at 515-200. Even with a used car, you'll still get a cup of coffee or two if you play your cars right.
You're in business at Limerick's new Two Mile Inn Hotel, where you will benefit from special rates for business travelers. And there's a free chance to win a brand new Ford Fiesta supplied by Shields of Ennis Road. Simply book into Limerick's new Two Mile Inn Hotel.
Good news! Quality Texaco is back. Order now. Phone CDL 720011.
Radio Nova!
Yes, thank you. And good morning. It's now 14 minutes away from 8, and this is must be the only person not to have seen the Thornbirds. Not even 1 minute of it here on Radio Nova.
And also here this morning, Bob Gallagher. Did you look at that program?
Who was another person not to... Oh, no, I tell a lie. I saw 30 seconds of it.
Did you? Yeah. I did. That was enough.
Two events that happened over the weekend, which are kind of sad. One, of course, is the death of Johnny Weissmuller, the original Tarzan. No, he wasn't actually the original. Elmo Link was the original, but he was the best-known Tarzan. And, you know, everyone who ever saw the Tarzan movies, it's another part of one's youth that is gone. And the other one is, of course, the closing of the Gaiety Theatre prematurely. I played the Gaiety Theatre on a number of occasions.
You did not.
I did.
Did you win?
Yes, I was in the Gaiety. It's a lovely old theatre, and most certainly I would like to add my voice to everyone who decries the closing of the Gaiety Theatre. And I hope that it will be open again very soon.
Here, here.
You
want me to
tell you on the Gaiety, Bob?
Mother Goose or something?
Well, I'm playing with Jimmy O'Dee and in a pantomime.
Really? Did he pay support to you?
Not quite, no. I was playing the tiny little parts there. And Michael McClure was also in 1 year. and a couple of plays when I was at the Globe Theater. So it has great memories for me as well. Could I say congratulations to Breda at the Trustee Savings Bank in Walkinstown on getting engaged? Well done, my love. And happy birthday, Pamela. And may I tell you also, Declan, about the bureaucratic system? You know, it doesn't like individualists. It considers them a threat to its well-ordered life of bland conformity, and it puts them down at every opportunity when they appear. And I was reading it's such an individualist with Mr. R.B. Jones. See, he doesn't have a first or a middle name, just the initials R.B. And he was quite happy with the arrangement until he went to work in a government office. And there he had some explaining to do about his name. Anyway, the explanation was accepted, and on the official forms for the accounts and personnel departments, his name was carefully entered as R.B. Jones. You might guess who his first salary check was made out to. Sure enough, it was payable to Mr. Ronley Bonley Jones.
I told him to play another. You were talking about Johnny Boysmull there.
Yeah. Tarzan. Well, another tragic event over the weekend was the death of Jackie Wilson. Wilson says. So tomorrow on the program, because I was only greeted by the news when I came in this morning, I'll dig out some Jackie Wilson tracks to play on the program tomorrow.
One of my favorite soul singers of the 60s.
Anyway, that's on the prog tomorrow. Right, back to the music now. 11 and a half minutes to 8.
We have no BP intro this morning.
Here's the police.
Yes.
Police and The King of Pain, 7.5 minutes to 8, and greetings to Siobhan and Mary. And that's Siobhan and Mary Warren of Culp Estate, Drogheda in County Louth. And they love this record, so we play it specially for them this morning. Matthew Wilder and Break My Stride. And the time, 7 before 8. Matthew Wilder and Break My Stride. Coming up now to 4 minutes to 8. Yes, no beat the intro this morning. Our reigning champion, Clodagh, will have to wait another day in order to play, but maybe this morning. Let's have a little practice run for everybody, okay? So it's time for beat the intro, 4 minutes to 8, and see if you can get this one. You have 10 seconds to
beat the intro.
Thank you. issued on an album, Goodbye Cream, which said goodbye to that fabulous group of the 60s. That was written by Eric Clapton and George Harrison just before Eric disappeared with George's wife. The less said about that, the better. The 8 o'clock news on the way.
Terrible noise, my exhaust, which you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhausts FastFitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Mass Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping center, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit exhausts.
With Club Travel, you get together with sun-loving, fun-loving people.
Jet away to any of the 26 sunny resorts. Soak up the sun. Fill your nights with holiday fun. Be with family or make new friends in top-class hotels, villas, tavernas, or great apartments. The big Club Travel Brochure 84 tells it all in full color. Get it today. Club Travel, the best value under the sun.
With Club Travel, you get together with sun-loving, fun-loving people.
Duffy Fabrics of spectacular fabric. Sale, sale, sale. Duffy Fabrics, North Earl Street and Ilex Center.
It's Ireland's favorite tea time.
Broadcasting on 819 kilohertz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
Up the car before escaping with the money. A man died early this morning when his car was in a collision with another car on the Malahide Road near Darndale. He hasn't yet been named. Last night's weather wasn't as bad as expected. The Met Office say the blizzard predicted yesterday failed to materialize. But there was some snowfall yesterday with up to 2 inches in parts of County Wicklow. In many areas, the snow was followed by rain. Road conditions have been described this morning as good. A delegation from the New Ireland Forum begins a two-day visit to London this morning. They're expected to have talks with representatives of the main political parties in Britain. The eight-member group is made up of two representatives from each of the political parties attending the forum. The Lord Mayor of Cork, Mr. John Dennehy, has criticized the composition of the government task force set up to deal with the city's industrial, economic, and unemployment problems. He said Cork was no longer requesting action, but demanding it. And the announcement of the task force, composed of civil servants and the EEC study announced last week, was not good enough. The task force is to meet for the first time this afternoon. The North four men are due in court in Belfast this morning, charged in connection with the raid on the Ulster Bank in the Ormo Road last Thursday. EEC foreign ministers meet in Brussels today to discuss issues unresolved at last month's Athens summit. The French foreign minister, Monsieur Chasson, who will be chairman, said reforms should be agreed by March if the EEC is to avoid bankruptcy before the end of the year. King Hassan of Morocco has cancelled proposed increases in the cost of food, which have caused widespread rioting. Some reports suggest that up to 200 people may have been killed in the clashes. The king accuses communist Israeli agents and Iranian fundamentalists of fomenting the unrest. One of the North Sea's most valuable fishing grounds could be threatened by 80 barrels of highly poisonous weed killer lost from a Danish ship 10 days ago. Even minute quantities of the chemical can kill. Another Danish vessel is waiting to put out to sea when the weather improves to search for the barrels. The search is to be mounted this morning for two more climbers missing in the Cairngorms in Scotland's worst blizzards for years. Last night, three students from Dundee turned up safe and well, but three other men from Heriot Watt University in Edinburgh died earlier when they were caught in a snowstorm above Aviemore. A fourth member of the group, Derek Kilpatrick, age 21 from Belfast, survived, and he's back in Aviemore. Stranded cars will be checked this morning to see that no one is stuck inside. Engineers will also be trying to repair damaged phone and power lines. Finally, the 60 East Germans who sought refuge in the American embassy in East Berlin have been allowed to cross to the west. Their safe passage was negotiated by an East German lawyer. Independent Radio News from Dublin at 3 minutes past eight.
Radio Nova.
Thank you, Bob, and good morning. Hope we get under that foul weather, but according to this morning's paper, it's on the way. This morning, though, after a rainy night, it is wet and still drizzling down. Here's Lionel Richie.
Thank you.
Lionel Richie, played a single, Running With The Night. Good morning, 8 minutes past eight on the Brecky Trekkie from Radio Nova. And already, we've told you about Cream breaking up on this date in 1969, and, well, given the impression of a lot of research into the Brecky Trekkie, another milestone of pop history, and this record reached number one on this date in America in 1965. Downtown, lovely record from Petula Clark.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
that record. And just think what that does to my credibility. Petula Clark and Downtown, number one of the state in America in 1965, the milestone of pop history this morning. 10 1/4 minutes past eight and the final day of the Master Glaze competition, where you can win a beautiful porch sliding door to keep out all the drafts and things, all the nasty weather. But if your home doesn't suit a porch slider, Master Glaze will offer the winner a replacement hall door instead, or if you prefer, a Master Glaze back kitchen door. All you have to do to be given a chance is to answer three questions, which are: in the 60s, Frankie Vaughan sang about the goings-on behind a certain coloured door. What coloured door was he talking about? Number two, another coloured door leads into one of Dublin's well-known restaurants in Upper Pembroke Street. It's known as the Something Door. What is it? And number three, which member of a well-known group, The Doors, did something naughty on stage in Miami in 1969? If you know the answers to these, put them on a postcard and drop them in, because this is the last day to Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, the Master Glaze competition. And you can contact Master Glaze for a free estimate on 606666. It really is a Monday morning. My tongue is not awake yet. Sleep with the rest of me. It's 11 past 8. Here's James Ingram, Michael McDonald. Yeah, we'll be there.
Yamo, be there. As high
title to remember. James Ingram and Mickey Mack. It's the 8:15.
Fantastic bargains. Many clothes at less than cost. Prices on designer labels slashed. Latest looks at half price or less. Don't miss the banner reductions in the great Mirror sale. Worth looking into.
Helia Travel, Spain's biggest travel company, are offering unbeatable holiday value to Torremolinos from only £286 for 2 weeks in July. Also ask about their incredible family specials. Call Helia Travel, Dawson Street, Dublin 2, or phone 772409.
Clutch your gearbox, Purple. Cole Clutch and Transmission Services for fast fit clutch, gearbox, and auto transmission repairs. Drive in, get it done, and drive away. Prices are fixed for clutches and transmissions, and there's no waiting around. Call Clutch and Transmission Services, south side on 942411 and north side on 301277. Fast Fit Clutch and Transmissions, a brilliant idea. Once you're into our clutches, you won't want us to let you go.
This week we have the budget. It's there to bring us through. The bump slips below the dollar. Only a party can fight the doom.
Tonight in the Evening Herald, Philip Nolan takes a light-headed look at parties through history. From Roman rebels to Rathmines Ray Bus. Also, John Feeney names Ireland's top 10 party givers. And you could win the party to end all parties. Blow the budget. Let's have a party. Tonight in the Evening Herald. Whatever it is, the Herald has it.
More and more people are staying with the Toyota Starlet.
Well, these days you have to think of economy, and that's where the Starlet really scores. I'm more than satisfied with the mileage I get, 56 to the gallon. Besides, it's one car that really holds its value.
Toyota Starlet, 1 litre 3-door or 1.3 litre 5-speed 5-door. See them today at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, what a feeling.
Starlet.
Toyota.
Now at Duffy's Fabrics, a spectacular fabric. Sale, sale, sale. Duffy's Fabrics, North Earl Street and Ilex Centre.
And it's now 70 minutes past 8. I see Joan Cullen's Bob has insured her eyes for £1 million.
Her eyes?
Her eyes, yeah, that's what I said. Strange, oh strange.
Oh, yes. Did you know that last week Maggie Thatcher turned comedian?
Oh, I thought she already was.
Well, I know she'd been called laughable before, but no, in presenting an award to the BBC series Yes, Minister, she acted out a sketch written by someone in Downing Street. No names, please, we're British. She acted out the sketch with Paul Eddington and Nigel Hawthorne, the stars of the series. It was the Mary Whitehouse Association Annual Broadcasting Award. The sketch must have been clean, if not funny. Now, you know, not content with running the world, politicians are infiltrating light entertainment. Harold Wilson was on with Mike Yarwood, Nancy Reagan was on Different Strokes, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. Here are some of the new shows lined up for 84. Ronnie himself starts a new TV series soon, an American version of a popular BBC program. It's called Ronnie'll Fix It. Small countries write to Ronnie to help them make their dreams come true. On the first program, Ronnie sends the Marines in to fix it for El Salvador. Yuri Andropov will host a popular quiz show on Moscow television called Name That Subversive. Each week, contestants vie with each other to give Quizmaster Yuri the names of the most number of subversives they know. The winner doesn't get an expenses-paid trip to Siberia. And on Tehran television, the Ayatollah Khomeini is the host of This Was Your Life. Each week, a prominent member of the opposition relives his past before he's taken out and shot. And back here at home on RTE, we're going to have Doyle Challenge. Charlie Haughey asks the questions, and teams of ministers from Fine Gael and Labour try to avoid answering them.
90 minutes past 8. What about businessman Ken Wood? I heard the story yesterday on Radio 4. He's waited 7 years, you see, for a special car. Now, this is his lifelong ambition to have this particular car, but there was a 7-year waiting list.
Uh-huh.
It's a custom-built Morgan. But now, he's gotten it. Great stuff. But he tried to get into it, and he's too fat. And he has to sell it now, because in the 7 years, he's put on so many stone. In fact, he's now 15 stone. He just can't get into the car. I think that's amazing. It's 19 and a half minutes past 8. Now, the classic this morning is one from the early 60s. And when you hear this again, when it's repeated on Radio Nova before 8 o'clock today, you can ring in on 604-043. And if you're the 10th caller, £100 is yours. Here's that classic record. I know it's from the early 60s, but you know it. It's Brian Hyland and Sealed with a Kiss. 20 minutes past 8.
So we gotta say goodbye. Summer, darling, I promise you this. kiss. Yes, it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. But I'll fill the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter, concealed with a kiss.
Classic record for today, and it will be repeated sometime on Radio Nova today before 8 o'clock, and that's worth £100. The 10th quarter, 22 and a half minutes past 8, Fiction Factory from the charity Pools, and it feels like heaven.
Ocean Factory, and it feels like heaven. Radio Nova, 25 and a half minutes past 8, and time for morning's loony lyric. And this is a good one. And actually, many people have sent in this one suggestion, so we did have a draw, as usual, to see who gets the T-shirt. Michael O'Leary gets it. He is not the same guy. Okay, this fellow lives off the Navan Road. Good morning to you, Michael, and thank you. And he says that in Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, the little get-together, "This Girl Is Mine," the first line, "Every night she walks into my dreams," the way Michael sings it, it becomes, "Every night she washes my in-betweens." Oh, what do they mean? Just have a listen.
"Every night she walks my in-betweens.
Oh, is that naughty, I wonder? Anyhow, that's our loony lyric this morning. Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. Loony lyric this morning, every time she washes my in-betweens. And if you have a loony lyric, send it to us to the Loony Lyric Department, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2.
Shattered windscreen. Whatever time of the day or night this happens to your car or truck glass, you're never far away from expert attention. All weather truck and auto glass replacements operate a 24-hour emergency windscreen service. Our city centre branch at 33 Bolton Street and South City branch at Grand Canal Quay operate non-stop Monday to Saturday, 8.30 to 5.30, including through lunchtime. For rapid, expert windscreen, door, vent glass and heated rear screen replacements, plus the fabulous range of all-weather sunroof systems, remember the 24-hour emergency windscreen number, 713-655. 713-655.
Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe.
Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living.
But every day's child prefers today's freshness. Brennan's. Today's bread today.
And our Mr. Brennan, he puts his name to that.
Hey, Therapeople, here's your kind of all-action holiday in Magaluf, Ibiza and Torremolinos. Discount windsurfing, paragliding, and just for starters, join the Paysetters for those magic discos, moonlight barbecues, and romantic beach parties. Book now and save up to £50 per person with our Super Saver scheme. Ask your agent for details. Enjoy those active days in the sun, frantic nights on the town. Grab your brochure now from your agent or Dawson Travel, Dawson Street, Dublin. Telephone 712-000. It's your kind of holiday. That's Paysetters.
It's happening everywhere you go. The Great Forecourt Festival from Texaco, and it's coming to a service station near you. Be on the lookout for the great new-look Texaco service station in Rohini, which reopens on Wednesday, February 1st at 3:30 p.m. And the fun goes on right through till Saturday. Meet Charlie Chaplin, who will give you free Cokes, crisps, and lots more for the kids. Plus 1,000 £1 petrol vouchers for you, the motorist. Another great four-course celebration from Texaco, designed with your service in mind. Texaco, where motoring excitement begins.
You can get the credit.
Credit for home bridging finance with Credit Finance Bank.
You can get the credit.
Credit for the new car you want.
You can get the credit.
Credit for that extra business finance.
You can get the credit.
You can benefit from the credit you're due with Credit Finance Bank. Call us. We're in the book.
This here next number is about a real mean dude named John Feeney. He writes for the Evening Herald. Well, some say he's rude and some say he's cruel, and others can't imagine how he's going to get to it. And all because when he's in the mood, old Big John Feeney is a real mean dude. All the stars and politicians are the ones that he enrages. He writes about their foibles. He's been doing that for ages. Every night in the Evening Herald, center pages. Now all the notoriety don't bother him a bit. When asked about it, he just said, "Hey man, I couldn't give a monkey," and it all goes to prove. Whatever it is, the Herald has it.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
Radio Nova, you're tuned to. Good morning. Welcome to that Brekkie Trekkie Monday morning. And over to the newsroom, Bob Gallico.
Thank you, Declan. The weather forecast, well, not good. Cloudy with rain, turning perhaps to sleet or snow on high ground. Getting colder later. The city high today, no more than about 3 degrees. The headlines, armed raiders got away with about £5,000 in cash from the Cardiff Inn public house in Finglas late last night. The Lord Mayor of Cork, John Dennehy, has criticised the composition of the government task force set up to deal with the city's industrial, economic and unemployment problems. A delegation from the New Ireland Forum begins a two-day visit to London this morning. Four men are due in court in Belfast this morning, charged in connection with a raid on the Ulster Bank and the Ormo Road last Thursday. A search is to be mounted this morning for two more climbers missing in the Cairngorms in Scotland's worst blizzard for years. EEC foreign ministers meet in Brussels today to discuss issues unresolved at last month's Athens summit. And one of the North Sea's most valuable fishing grounds could be threatened by 80 barrels of highly poisonous weed killer lost from a Danish ship 10 days ago. The Ford closure still leads the news in the morning papers. Two of the dailies major on it. The Independent says government keeps pressure on Ford, and the press cabinet fights on over Ford's, which may keep them from fighting among themselves until budget day. The press goes on to say that the two government ministers directly involved in the Ford closure crisis last night refused to accept as final a warning by a vice president of the Ford parent company in America that the Cork factory would not reopen again in any shape or form. And Big Daddy has spoken. The Times leads with the Scottish blizzards. The Independent and the Times warn of an impending ice age for a few days here. Ice and snow to cover country from one, and Metman forecast foul weather from another. Foul, send it off the pitch, like Jean-Pierre Garouet. He was sent off at Parc des Princes on Saturday. As the Independent puts it at the top of the page, French gouger hailed as a sporting hero.
A gouger?
A gouger.
In print. I've never seen that.
That's right, yeah. Wait a minute. Hero? Sporting hero? Yes, according to the captain of the French team, gouging is okay if you win the match. Well, he didn't exactly say that. I did, reading between the boot stud tram lines on Ollie Campbell's back. Jean-Pierre Rive dedicated the win to Jean-Pierre Garouet. Them Jean-Pierres do stick together, don't they? Just prior to this, the French Rugby Federation president, Albert Ferras, I'm glad he's not a Jean-Pierre, labeled Gervais as an imbecile at the post-match banquet. No sooner had he finished his speech than Rive, Jean-Pierre Rive, that is, rose to proclaim the banished player, Jean-Pierre Gervais. Now, you'd never catch the Nova Nag gouging one of its competitive oppositions, would you? Never.
Yes, you would.
No, you'd never catch him doing that. You might catch him, but not doing that. Anyway, they didn't catch him on Friday, because Lanaraig, which I'm told by the local resident Gaelic speaker means go ahead, did go ahead. He went ahead and won at 11-8. Today, no Nova Nag, no racing in Britain, at all.
Are we Lanaraig? An ish with this one, Naked Eyes, When the Lights Go Out. Here's Marie Gakane, it's 23:09. Dedicate to Joan Collins on her insurance for £1 million of her eyes. When the lights go out, 20:30 to 9 o'clock on the Brekkie Trekkie, time for their birthdays today. Just one on the musical scene, and that is Robin Zander. Who is it? Robin Zander. He's 31 today, and he's vocalist with Cheap Trick. Well, tell me, Robin, do you have a special message for your fans in Ireland?
I want you.
Yeah.
To want me.
You've got some hope. Here they are, Cheap Trick. That's the title of the record. 20-9.
Baby.
That's the tune that's number 23 of the charts this week. Cyndi Lauper.
Is she?
And that's called Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Let's hope so. And before that, Cheap Trick and I Want You to Want Me, to celebrate the birthday of Robin Zander, who was born in this state in 1953, makes him now 31. And the time now is 8:45.
It starts tonight in the Evening Herald. The Evening Herald Poker Classic. Every night, the Herald will start your poker hand with three cards. Then all you have to do is make up the other two from your date of birth. Anyone can play, anyone can win. £100 will be paid for the best hand each night. And there's a super prize of a trip to Las Vegas for two for the best hand this week. Tonight, play the Evening Herald Poker Classic. It could be your winning hand. Whatever it is, the Herald has it.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
Sitting in the sun, good wine, and good company.
A nice beach for the wife and fun for the kids.
Sun, sea, and relaxation.
Enjoy different foods in different countries.
Plenty of sun, food, men, and drink.
The nightlife, the girls, the disco, and the crack.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving people.
Fantastic bargains. Many clothes at less than cost.
Mirror.
Prices on designer labels slashed. Latest looks at half price or less. Don't miss the final reductions in the great Mirror Mirror sale. Worth looking into.
More and more people are staying with the Toyota Starlet.
Well, these days you have to think of economy, and that's where the Starlet really scores. I'm more than satisfied with the mileage I get, 56 to the gallon. Besides, it's one car that really holds its value.
Toyota Starlet, 1 litre 3-door or 1.3 litre 5-speed 5-door. See them today at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, what a feeling.
Starlet.
Good news, Quality Texan Coal is back. Order now, phone CDL 720011.
The best music.
Declan Meehan.
On Radio Nova.
Where things are even better than they seem. I wanna go to wherever life can sacrifice the glow. You can believe when I tell you it's true. We'll take a little ride with me. And you can see that you already knew. Look inside and you will see that love. Where would you go when all the neon lights have lost their glow? You can believe when I tell you the truth. Come take a little ride with me. And you can see that you already knew. Look inside and you will see that love. Turn on, waiting, and it will.
That's Al Jarreau. And Love Is Waiting just around the bend. Look around the bend together. 9.5 minutes now before nine. Hello to Paul Quinn of 126 Avenue 1 Yellow Batter in Drogheda. Also to Mary McCormack, who is in Drogheda as well. And Paul and Mary, record for you in a second. Just to remind you that you can get your answers into the old Master Glaze competition by 5.30 this evening. Drop it in by hand, 219 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. What's the questions? Well, number one, in the 60s, Frankie Vaughan sang about the goings-on behind a certain coloured door. What coloured door? And number two, another coloured door leads into one of Dublin's well-known restaurants in Upper Pembroke Street. It's known as the Something Door. What is it? And number three, which member of the well-known group The Doors did something naughty on stage in Miami in 1969? Send your answers to 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, to the Master Glaze competition. Get them in by 5.30 today. You could win a slice porch from Master Glaze. Right, tomorrow on the Prague we're starting a new competition, and that is for a Paraglow heater.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepy night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. Been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dream, with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way you used to love me. Talking in on your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dream, with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way
Gale and snoring in your sleep. It's 6 minutes now to nine. Last one on the program. I think it's going to be a huge hit, the biggest hit in a long time for Queen. Have a listen. It's called Radio Gaga. I wonder which one they're talking about. Radio Gagged here. 5.5 to 9.